Okay, Shalom Rabos, I hope all is good. Today's daf is, as you probably are aware, the last daf in Maseches Tainis. We are zocheh to finish the Mesechta today. We are here on Lamed Ambeis at the two dots smack in the middle of the page. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev B'Kviyas Amita V'lo Hodu Lo Chachamim, right, the Mishnah had discussed, right, in terms of how far-reaching the requirement is to overturn one's bed, just like an Avil overturns their bed. That's a halacha that really doesn't apply much nowadays, but back then they would turn their beds over. So Rabbi Yehuda says, nowadays we would do that as well. Rabbi Yehuda says that they would do that as well for during on Tisha B'Av, and perhaps during the 9 days. So Chachamim were not so happy with that. So Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that Amrlo the Rabbi Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda, "Dvarecha." Right. So according to your logic, that on Tisha B'Av, not during the 9 days. I apologize. Not on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av. Right, ubaros uminikos matayelam. What are you going to do with people who can't sleep on the floor? Meaning, if you overturn the bed back then, basically overturning the bed was meant basically sleeping on the floor, dropping the bed that was held on bedposts. Right, loosening the bedposts and the straps, loosening the straps and letting the mattress pretty much fall to the floor. So, what about women who are nursing and women who are pregnant who can't sleep on the floor? So, I'm allowed to review this and back to them. I only said for those who can. I mean, but if they can't, so inachanami, they could sleep on the floor. Sleep on the bed. We also learned in the Braisa that Modi Rabbi Yehuda l'chachamim b'she'enu yachol, and also Umodim chachamim. The chachamim also agree with Rabbi Yehuda b'yachol in terms of if someone who can't sleep on the floor, that they should sleep on the floor. So we see Rabbi Yehuda is moded to the chachamim are moded to Rabbi Yehuda. You know, Rabbi Yehuda agrees that someone who can't is allowed to sleep on a bed, and the chachamim agree that someone who can sleep on the floor should sleep on the floor. So the Gemara asks the obvious question: well, then, might be nayu. So what's the difference between the two? If they both agree, so the Gemara says, "Ikibei nayu shar mitos." The other beds in the house. I mean, the Chachamim will say that only the beds that have to be turned over are the beds that you're going to sleep on. And Rabbi Yehuda would require all the beds to be turned over, just like in a Beis Avil. When they said that you have to overturn the bed, that's all of the beds. That's a halacha, right, about an avil. Okay. Amar Rava just says and just finalizes, right, even after we said that the Chachamim agree with Rabbi Yehuda, Rava comes and clarifies that Hilchas Tana Didan V'lo Hodilo Chachamim Kol Iker, that actually, and Tosus explains what this means, is that the Chachamim do not agree with Rabbi Yehuda at all, according to Rava, and that is, as Rava says, that is the halacha. I mean, the halacha is that they don't agree, and we paskin, as you might imagine, right, like the Chachamim. Okay. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Lohe Yomim Tovim Leishol Chachamisha Asar Be'av Uku Yom Kippur. The greatest holidays, we never had a great holiday like Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. So the Gemara is going to explain what's the greatness of Tu B'Av. We're going to have a bunch of opinions. So first of all, Bishlama Yom Kippurim. First, I understand Yom Kippur is one of the greatest days of the year. Mishum Deis Leislichu Mechila. Yom Shin Nisnu Bo Luchos Achronos. Right, we know that we're given forgiveness. Right, the first time we got all the ultimate forgiveness was in the desert when Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the two luchos after the Bnei Yisrael had sinned in the Chet Egel, right, signifying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave us. So that's obviously one of the greatest days of the year. Ela Tu B'Av Mahi. But what's the deal with Tu B'Av? So Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, or a bunch of possibilities. First of all, Shmuel says, Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zebazet. It was the day that the Shvatim were allowed to marry each other. Now what does that mean? So if you remember in the desert, the Benos Tzlafchad, who were given a portion in Eretz Yisrael, right, they came to complain, and they said Tzlafchad had passed away, and they wanted his portion. So Moshe said, okay, according to Allah, according to Kosh Baruch Hu, you get his portion. But then the B'nai Menashe had come and said, listen, if Benos Tzlafchad marry out of our Shevet, so our Shevet is going to lose their land, because the Yerusha, right, the inheritance, gets passed down by the husband, and if they marry out to, I don't know, Shevet Dan, so then Shevet Dan is going to acquire all the property that belonged to the Benos Tzlafchad. So Moshe made Gzeirah and said everybody has to marry, meaning Benos Tzlafchad and Am Yisrael in general have to marry within the Shevet. But on Tu B'Av, says Shmuel, they repealed that, and they realized that that's only for the generation of the desert. So my Darush, what are they darshan to learn this halacha? Zeh davar shetivah Hashem lebnos tzlafchad. Davar zeh lo yehi nog ela bedor zeh. This thing should only apply to this generation. And then they were matrid on Tuba, right? They had that drasha, right? So they allowed, right, women and men to marry from any shevet. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Nachman. What else is Tuba Av? What was that? Yom Shehutar Shevet Binyamin Lavol LaKahal Bakahal. But it's the day that they reallowed Bnei Binyamin to remarry right into the rest of Am Yisrael. And that's if you remember after the story of Pelegish Begiva, right? There's a big civil war, right? So they didn't allow Binyamin to marry anybody else. And then on Tuba Av, right, following that, right, they allowed Binyamin once again to marry other shvatim. Shenamar is pasuk says, "V'ish yisrael nishvam b'mitzvah lemor ish b'menu lo yitin bito lo binyamin leisha." Right, but everybody said, "We're not going to give our daughters to Binyamin." My daughters, what was the drasha? Amarav mimenu v'lo b'mbenenu. Right, it was from us, but not from our sons. Meaning, the next generation. Right, that isser did not apply, or not that strict, you know, minhag didn't apply. Amarav b'chana am yochanan yom shekalu bo misay midbar. Tubav was also, says Rabbi Yochanan, excuse me, the day that the generation of the Midbar, people stopped dying. Damar Mar, as Mar said, Ad Shalom Kalu Misei Midbar, Lohaya Dibor Im Moshe. The day that, I mean, until the point when everybody stopped dying, Kosh Baruch Hu didn't speak to Moshe. Shnama Zbazik says, Vayik Asher Tamu Kol Anshayim L'chama L'mus. When everybody died, right, from the 40 years in the desert, everybody died, right, then Vaydaber Hashem Eli, right, and Hashem spoke to me, that's his Moshe speaking, right, at the beginning of Tvarim, Eli Haya Dibor, right, that's when already Kosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. Now, that's not exactly accurate, and this is Rosh probably was bothering Rashi. Rashi points out that there were some things that where Hashem spoke to Moshe that after the Cheder Meraglim, right? For example, by Korach, right? Hashem definitely spoke to him. So Rashi here says that right, Ikad Amri lo haya pe el pe ela bechizayon. Maybe it was not pe el pe, but it was through a vision during that time. Okay, that's also a difficult thing to say because right, we try not we the Pesukim say at the end of Dvarim that really Kosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, right, on an incredible level, and that really didn't stop. Okay, either way, that's Rashi's comments over here. All right, Ula Amor Ula says, what about Tubav? Yom Shebidol Hoshea Ben Allah Prus Dios Shehushav Yeravam Ben Arad Aladrachim. Yeravam, right, one of the evil kings, he led the breakaway when the Melech Yehuda and the Melech Yisrael, right, when they split into two kingdoms. So Yeravam split, led that split, and he put, as a means of kind of splitting the nation, he put sentries and guards and posts on the journey, on the derech, on the roads, to make sure the Jews wouldn't be olo l'regel to Yerushalayim. So Hoshea, who was a big Russia in his own right, but one of the things that he did is that he removed those posts so that Bnei Yisrael could go up and be olo l'regel. So that's the day that Moshe ben Allah was mevatel that, right? Al Shalul Yalu Yisrael Laregel, that he was mevatel, he got rid of those sentries. V'amar leiz shir tiyalu, and he said, whoever wants to go up to the Beis Hamikdash, right, when we can do so. Rav Masna says, Yom Shenitnu Haruge Beitar Likvura. That was actually the day that the Haruge Beitar, right, after the Bar Kokhba rebellion, right, the Romans slaughtered everybody, and miraculously their bodies did not decompose. So that was the day that they were able to get buried on Tu B'Av. It was considered a very, right, a big nace, right, then Kosh Baruch Hu allowed those tzaddikim to get buried. Right, the Tignu and on that day Tignu B'Av Natov V'Ameitiv. So that's when we have the last bracha and benching. Right, on that day they were misakin, right, that extra bracha. Hatov Shal Esrichu V'Ameitiv Shenatnu L'Kurua. Right, the two kindnesses two chasodim that Kosh Baruch Hu did for these people. Right, one that the bodies did not decompose, and the second one that they were able to be buried right on Tu B'Av. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damrit Zervayu Yom Shaposku. Milichros Eitzim L'Maracha. Rabbi Rav Yosef says that was the last day that they chopped wood for the Maracha, for the pyre, for the Mizbeach. The Tanya Rabbi Elezer Hagadol Omer Mishchamisha Asar Ba'av Ve'ilach Tashis Kochach Shachama. From the 15th of Av and on, the strength of the sun is weakened. V'lo Hayu Korsim Eitzim the Maracha Lefisha Ein and Yevashim, and they would no longer cut down wood for the Maracha, for the fire in the Beis Hamikdash, because it wouldn't dry out enough, and they were concerned that there may be worms. Worms, if you remember from the previous Meseklos from Yuma, I think, Right, worms will parcel out the wood. You can't use wormy wood. They have to check it. So once ready winter, I guess, or fall set in, so that they were concerned there'd be worms in the wood. So that would be the day that they finished all of the wood chopping for the Beis HaMikdash. And that was a Simchat Dekadei because they're ready. They had finished that procedure and that avoda for the Beis HaMikdash. Avraham Menasya v'karu lo Yom Tov Magal, and he just points out that was the day they called the day of the breaking of the axes, right? The day they stopped chopping. V'kaveh Elech to Mosif Yosef Dlo Mosif Yosef. And just the Gemara comments that from here on, after the 15th of Av, when the days start getting shorter, right? So a person is called upon right, during his daytime, right? There are less day hours, so there's less time for him to learn. So to Mosif, if he adds on Torah learning afterwards, so then Yosef, right? His life will then be will be added onto. But if he doesn't, Chas v'Shalom, Rachman Latzlan, so then Yosef, right? It literally means he will gathered. Right? Rashi says, right? The Lasuk Batorah Balaylos, right? He should learn it at night. But if he doesn't, so the Yosef, God forbid, he'll be gathered into his nation. Right? That's the pasuk talks about when the Avos right passed away. By Yosef Elamav. So Rachman Latzlan, if a person doesn't add on to his learning at night when his hours are cut short during the day, so then that will be bad for him. Ten Rav Yosef, Maya Yosef, what does that mean? Rav Yosef, Tikvarei Imei, right? His mother, Rachman Latzlan, will bury him. Right, Kolomar Yomos below Ito, a person will die before they're allotted time. Shehem Benos Yushalayim, the Mishnah had said, again, the whole story about the women would go out into the fields. Tanur Rabbanan Bas Melech, Shoelis Mi Bas Kohen Gadol. Right, if you remember the Mishnah had said that everybody would borrow clothing, so that people would not be embarrassed if they didn't have any white clothing to wear. So that therefore, the Bas Melech Shoel is min Bas Kohen Gadol, right? The daughter of the king would borrow from the daughter of the Kohen Gadol, right? Bas Kohen Gadol min Bas Gan, the daughter of the Kohen Gadol from the daughter of the backup, who Bas Gan min Bas Melech Mashiach Mechama, and the daughter of the backup would borrow from the daughter of the Kohen who was anointed to lead the Jews out to battle, who Bas Mashiach Mechama min Bas Kohen Hedyot, and she would get from the daughter of regular Kohen, V'chol Yisrael Shoel in Zemezeh, and everybody in Am Yisrael, right, would borrow from each other. Kadesh lo yisbaish misha einlo, because you wouldn't want to shame and embarrass anybody who doesn't have white garments to go out into the field. Kol hakelim to the tefillah, you had to do tefillah, you had to dip them into mikvah in case the woman was in nida. Am Rabbi Elazar afilu mikupalenu minachem bakufsa, right? Even if it was locked away in a box. And clearly it had not been worn, right? We didn't want to embarrass anybody who was Tommy. Benos Yisrael yotzos v'cholos b'kramim. They would go out, right? And what's it called? V'cholos b'kramim. They would sing in the vineyards, or they would talk in the vineyards, or call out and dance. Tana, we learned the Rebbeis Amisha in lo isha divne l'sham, right? And all the boys, right, who weren't married, would go out, right, and find the proper mate. Miuchasa shebehen hayu omrim, right? And what would they say? So the Gemara a little bit elaborates on what the Mishnah had said. Tana Rabbanu, we learned the Rebbeis Amisha, yefefio shebehen ma hayu omrim, omros. What would the beautiful woman say? Tzunei nechim liyofi, right? Look at my beauty. Because a woman is for her beauty. Yuchasos are the ones that came from distinguished families. Shabahen, Mayhayu, Omros, what would they say? Through an Echem Mishpacha, look at my family, look at my lineage. Because a woman produces children, and children from a good lineage, Rashi says, interestingly enough, have an easier time to get married off. Okay, I would imagine, well, whatever. Okay, that would be true of women who are beautiful as well, also produce children who are easier to marry off. But okay, either way. And finally, Mechoros Shibahen, and the women who were neither attractive or from a good family, right? So, what would they say? Mekachem. Come acquire your. It's a kind of a little weird statement, right? Take your purchase, right? L'shem shamayim, right? Think about, right? L'shem shamayim. Ubilvad shitatrenu bezehuvim. As long as you dress us in gold, meaning think about us that we are women who are neither beautiful nor from a good lineage, right? At least we are yirei shamayim, right? And the pasuk says, sheker hechein vehevel yofi, right? Hechein is sheker, right? Yofi is hevel, right? Is hevel havelim akol havel, right? Isha yiras Hashem iti salal, right? Look for a woman who's yirei shamayim, right? Look to our religious attributes and accomplishments, right? As long as you dress us right beautifully, right? Treat us like a beautiful woman, right? Make sure you still dress us properly in gold, right, and take care of us, right? Don't deny us just because we are not as perhaps attractive as the others. Amar Ula Bira says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Asi Nekash Baruch Hu, Lasos Mechol, Latzadikim. Nekash Baruch Hu, in the future, will make a Mechol. Mechol is a circle, right? Literally means a circle. For the Tzadikim, Hu Yoshev Benehim Began Eden, he said, Nekash Baruch Hu will be sitting in the middle, Vechol Echad Be'echad Mare Be'etzbo, and everybody will be pointed at him. I always wondered, not always, but once I learned this Gemara, I wondered if that's the mucker for pointing at the Sefer Torah. When we say Vezoza Torah, should Sam Moshel of Bnei Israel, I'm not familiar with any other mukkar, any other source for that minhag. Could be that maybe this is based on this, I don't know. Just a thought. But either way, Kosh Baruch Hu will sit in the middle, and all tzaddikim, kolach v'echa marav v'etzbazo, everybody will point. And Kosh Baruch Hu, Shnema, as Buzik says, v'amar b'yom ahu, hinei lokeinu zeh, kivinu lo v'yoshinu zeh, Hashem, kivinu lo, nagila v'nismecha b'shua. So we will rejoice, right, in Kosh Baruch Hu saving us. And Hadron Allah Mishlosh Prakam Mislikalah Mesakh Tainus, Mazel Tov everybody, and very excited to start Megillah tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.